In the last episode of Soap, Leslie was undecided about killing herself, so she decided to kill Billy instead. Dutch has finally decided to decide between Eunice and Corinne. When Bert and Danny decided to stand up to Tibbs, Tibbs decided to have them knocked out. The judge said she would decide on whether Jody or Carol receives custody of Wendy. Now that Mary's baby has decided to appear, will it also be able to disappear? Or will it be as normal as everyone else in the family? And what have the fates decided for Jessica? Confused? You won't be after this episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells, and this is Soap.
No, Jess.
Okay, will you all get away? Where the hell is the emergency team?
It's the worst day of my life.
Oh, my God, she's dead. She died right here. Death right in front of me. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it.
Get a hold of yourself, man.
Jessica,
stop it. I lost my head. You're right, Tate. I always tend to overreact when the person I love more than anything else in the world drops dead. I'm sorry.
Come on. What do you think you're doing?
I'm trying to administer CPR.
Why is he doing that?
Why not?
Stop that, you lech. I'm trying to start her heart, you moron.
Moron, very nice.
Damn it, breathe.
Breathe? You might as well ask her to shuffle and deal. She's gone.
Clear the way, please. It's about time.
And what do you think you're doing now?
Back off, Tate.
You call yourself a man of medicine?
I'm giving her air, you idiot.
I cannot believe that a person would stoop so low as to neck with a man's wife right before his eyes.
Doc, anytime you'd like to take a break, it's...
Oh, no, you slime.
Will you hurry up with that thing?
Ready.
Okay, everybody move back. Get back.
I hate you. I hate all of you.
Yes. Don't touch her, Tate. She's mine.
Okay, hit it.
I think I've got a heartbeat. Yeah, she's breathing.
Mrs. Tate's breathing.
Mr. Tate, however, is not.
Well, you win some, you lose some. Be a good fellow and start his heart, will you?
Me?
I'm tied up here.
I wouldn't start his car, much less his heart.
You're a doctor, for God's sake. Give him a cardiac thump and revive him.
Are you crazy? What's happened here?
You were shocked.
Shocked? I'm appalled. One doctor is feeling up my wife, another doctor is beating up her husband. You swine. No!
Doctor, I want nurses around the clock and specialists. The best. I don't care how much they cost.
She has the best, Malou.
Oh, for me, I have a terrific headache.
Me too.
Oh, and I don't. Is that it?
Nurse, I'm nine.
Me too.
Room 402. Bring up a chair. Okay, gentlemen, everything is fine, so would you all please get out and let her get some rest? I am her husband, and I am staying right here, right till the end.
I agree with Tate. I'm staying, too.
And I?
Who is the person with the head injury?
I am.
He's lying. It's me.
It's not.
I got you first.
I'm
a psychiatrist.
Tate. Sorry, I'm acting like a child. Sorry.
Doctor, is she going to make it?
It's possible. but it may not be the best thing if she dies. What? Her brain was denied a lot of oxygen, Tate. The damage could be irreversible.
Dream.
Danny, wake up.
Oh, what a great dream. I hope they show it again tonight. Oh, my head. Oh, holy cow. Look at that. She must know yoga.
Or something.
How many of them are there?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5. And a dachshund.
That's not a dachshund. That's some guy dressed up like a dachshund.
Good. I thought it was really sick.
What channel is this? What is this show?
And a dwarf. I forgot to count that dwarf.
Boy, Norman Lear really did change television.
This isn't television, Danny. This is closed circuit. Come on, we got to get out of here.
Bert!
Why, what?
Bert, we're not home.
No.
Yes, look around. Oh, my God, we're kidnapped. Bert, call the police.
Danny, we are the police.
Where are my clothes?
They took them.
Who?
Tibbs. He knocked us out and brought us here and took our clothes.
It looks like someone had a party.
I think we did.
You think we had a good time?
Must have been. We were the last ones to leave.
Are you sure we can't get this on our TV at home?
No, Danny. Come on here. Get dressed.
Hey, Bert. This is a dress.
It's all we got.
Oh, well, you got pants.
These are not pants. These are culottes.
They're better than this.
You want the culottes? Take the culottes. Come on, Danny.
It's not that I want them. I just think I'll look better in them.
Well, mine must have been a big girl.
What do I wear on top?
What do I... Here, come on.
Boy, these things are a lot easier to get off than they are on. I think I should have the dress.
You can wear it tomorrow if I don't have a luncheon. Come on!
Hey, that saddle. It was in my dream.
Wonderful. Come on.
Yeah, there were these girls, see, in this saddle, and, well, it was really something. What happened was, never mind. You had to be there.
I think I was. Come on. Come on. Jennifer. Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you. Come on, Bob.
So where is everybody?
Bob, just calm down. They'll be here.
I mean, she had a baby. Where's the baby? She had a husband. Where's the husband? Where's the doctor? Where's Danny? Where's my chicken salad on rye?
Look, Danny and Bert are probably out working on a case.
Yeah, although Granddad,
Bob, you just keep it down. You're going to wake her up.
Well, come on. A stampede couldn't wake her up. Look at her. She's sleeping silty sleep. And I'm a nervous wreck. I was up all night tasting. I got shin splints.
Chuck, would you keep him quiet?
But see, you guys don't know what it's like for me. I mean, first he tried to take away our little...
Bob.
Our little...
Bob. Chuck. I'll get him a sedative.
Good idea. And get some for yourself.
Yeah.
Thirsty.
Hi, Ma.
Did I?
You did.
Congratulations.
What color is it?
Well, is there something you'd like to tell us?
We're not sure yet.
That's not usually the first question. That's not usually the 12th question.
Is he a he? A she?
Mom, we don't know yet.
Silver.
Horse is silver!
Chuck, why don't you go get the nurse and tell her that Mom's awake, okay?
Okay. Come on, Bob.
How come you always saying, come on, Bob? Where would I go?
How you feeling?
Lighter. Oh, Judy, I'm so scared.
Mom, there's nothing to worry about. No matter what the baby is, you'll love it. We'll all love it. And that baby will grow up and never realize he's different.
When he starts flying around the room, he's going to want some answers.
He'll belong, Mom. No, because we'll love him. We'll all love him. And you'll see, he'll be normal. He'll be a pink, little, bright, pudgy little...
Mrs. Campbell, congratulations. You have a son.
Oh, Jody. Oh. Well, where is he? Can I see him? Is he all right?
Oh, he's fine. He's a healthy 9-pound baby boy.
Oh, thank God.
See, what did I tell you?
But we'd like to keep him in a nursery a tiny bit longer. We're just a little concerned about his color.
Okay, time's up on that goodbye letter to your father.
Wait a minute. I'm in the middle of a sentence.
Well, hurry up and finish it.
How could I think under pressure like this?
You're just stalling, Billy.
Well, naturally, I'm stalling. Anytime someone points a gun at me, I tend to stall.
Okay, that's enough.
Just one more PS.
No more PSs.
One last request?
No more last requests. I've already let you say your prayers. I let you have 10 minutes of meditation, and I let you have 2 cups of Ovaltine. You've taken advantage of my good nature long enough.
Leslie, think. You don't want to do this. If you wanted to shoot me, you would have done it by now.
Oh, don't kid yourself. My only reason for delaying is so that I can watch you squirm. And now that you've squirmed...
Oh, no, I've got a lot of squirming left in me. Really, the best is yet to come.
Bye, Billy.
Give me that gun, Private. Very odd choice for a combat weapon.
Oh, Grandpa.
Well, everything's screwy since they let women into the army. Clean that barrel or it's KP.
Grandpa!
Well, I should have been tougher on her, but those are some gams.
Grandpa, don't leave me.
Billy?
Leslie, I tell you what, why don't we put this off until tomorrow? Why don't we sleep on it?
Stop trying to reason with me, Billy. I really want to do this.
It'll mean the chair.
3 years tops. Then I'll write a book about it. The Meryl Streep will star in the movie version. This is beginning to sound like a better idea all the time. Goodbye, Billy. Oh.
Saunders.
I have reached a point where I can honestly say to myself that nothing that happens in this house could surprise me. I was premature. Billy, do you think you could manage to drive me to the hospital without getting me killed?
Oh, God.
Ma, he's fine. The baby's fine.
But the color, she said the color.
Jaundice. He's just a little jaundice. It's very common. He's normal, Ma. You have a normal baby.
He's not silver?
No, actually, he's kind of golden.
Oh, God, golden.
No, Ma, from the jaundice. See? He's normal. I told the nurse you were worried, and she's going to bring him in.
He's normal?
He's beautiful, Ma.
Here we are, baby boy Campbell.
Oh, thank God he's white.
I know what you're thinking, but that's not what she means.
No.
She meant, thank God he's not silver.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, because she thought she was going to have a silver baby.
Is that a fact?
Oh, yeah, really. I thought that the father was silver.
I see. And who was that? R2-D2?
Look out!
What is it, Woodrow? What's the matter with you?
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? Didn't you send me signal, you idiot?
I had to right away.
What are you talking about? Right of way?
The vehicle on the right always has the right of way. It's common knowledge.
At a full stop sign. You have the right of way at a full stop sign. We're at a door.
Plus which, you cut me off.
I did not. You
too.
You big
boys. Please.
Oh, I'm sorry, man, but he's sweet.
What happened?
Nothing.
The wheelchairs, your heads.
Oh, this is no big deal, man. We were just walking down the street, Danny and I, and we ran into a little minor problem.
Yeah. A gorilla.
A gorilla.
Escape from the zoo.
A gorilla?
It's nothing. Forget it.
You should have seen him. He was gigantic.
Yes, we're fine, man. Really fine. Just it was a bruise or two. It's nothing.
He picked me up. I thought he would kill me.
Keep talking. Somebody will. It's all mad.
Of course, it was a good thing that the gorilla picked me up when he did, because that old lion came right around that corner right about then. And he attacked the gorilla who was holding me.
Shut up.
And the gorilla dropped me right then.
And what?
Everything turned out fine.
Thank you. So, man, what's that?
Our baby.
A baby. Oh, Bert. A baby.
Our? You had you? We had. It's here. It's come, it's here. Where? There? What, a baby? A thing? Or what kind? What kind?
White.
Good?
A boy.
Boy? A white boy. I got a white boy. It's not a white boy. Yeah, it could have been a green girl. I don't care.
Came close.
Oh, look. Look at that. It's a boy. And look at it.
You want to hold him?
Come on, you can finish telling me about the gorilla. What gorilla?
He doesn't break or anything.
He's a tough kid. Go ahead.
Ah. Oh, hey, look. Look at him. Look at him. Look at those little hands, those little fingers, little fingernails, little knuckles. It's all in miniature. It's like a model train. Man, it's wonderful. Man. We have a baby.
Why, Jessica?
Mother, can you hear me?
Mother? Doctor, is she all right?
She's still breathing.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
It's a wonderful start.
If
You're holding her hand. Look clinical, Buster.
Stay away from her. You have no more claim on
her. Neither one of you has a claim on her. She was finally finding a little peace with me.
Oh, how I hate you.
Devil!
Oh, we're hooked up. We're all hooked up.
You shut up.
I can't stand it. We're all hooked up. I feel like a charm bracelet. I can't take this anymore. I think I'm cracking up. Doc, look.
What?
You're a shrink. You've got to help me. You've got to help me.
Why, Jessica?
How do I know? Can't you see I'm hysterical? I'm a psychiatrist. I'm not a philosopher. How can I tell you why her? I am so sick of you people with problems. Who helps me?
Jessica.
Oh, Mother. Mother, we've had such a nice visit. Now, don't spoil it all by pouting. Yes, I will. I will come back to heaven someday. I promise.
Jessica.
Mrs. Tate, this is Dr. Hill.
She's dreaming about Grandma.
Oh, Mother, of course. I'd like to meet some of your friends. I just don't think I should hang around here too long.
Mother, just open your eyes.
Oh, all right, Mother, since he's here. Oh, I'm so pleased to meet you, Mr. Pasteur. Yes. Your name is on my milk. Yes, my mother is a character, isn't she?
Jess, please, wake up.
It's amazing. Her pulse and temperature are normal. She may have fought off the virus.
But what's wrong, Doctor?
For a while, there was no oxygen to her brain, which could mean...
What?
Well, it could mean she'll remain in a coma.
For how long?
Could be for the rest of her life.
Corinne, Mother can't possibly wear that in her hospital bed.
It'll give her an incentive to get up and get well.
But she can't see it. She's in a coma, stupid.
Don't you think I know that? She'll sense it, stupid. Maybe she'll open her eyes for just a second and this dress will give her the will to live.
But the doctor said she might have brain damage due to oxygen deprivation.
Oh, doctors, what do they know? Besides, I don't think Mother's brain needs as much oxygen as other people's. Now help me, we're gonna take all her favorite things.
Well, if you're gonna take that blue dress, I'm gonna take this nightgown. It's the most beautiful one she owns.
You're nuts, the pink one is the prettiest, and I'm gonna take it and the nightgown that matches.
You vultures, your mother isn't even dead and you're grabbing her stuff, you ungrateful bones. You cold-hearted, two-faced little witches. You ghouls, leeches, cockroaches.
Dutch, we're taking this stuff to Mother in the hospital.
Oh, well, forget what I said. Oh, gee, Eunice. Why Jessica, huh? I mean, why her?
We still don't have an answer to that, Dutch.
She's gonna come out of it, Dutch. She just has to.
Thank God you're both here. I probably would have cracked up a long time ago if I didn't have the two of you to hang on to.
Enough is enough, Dutch. Can't keep hanging on to both of us.
I agree. Dutch, you've had plenty of time to figure out which one of us you really want.
Okay. You forced me to tell you my decision, and I made one. It wasn't easy. I went through a lot of pain and anguish and prayers to the Almighty for help. And finally, it came to me. My decision. Icard wins.
That's your decision?
I thought you said you decided.
I decided how, not who. Pick a card.
A card? You can't pick with a card.
I can't decide. Don't you understand that I'll never be able to choose between you unless one of you dies of old age?
All right, let's go.
Wait a minute. Why are you picking first?
What difference does it make?
Because that gives you the advantage. If you pick first, that's one less card for me to pick from.
Then let's draw to see who picks first.
Oh, and who's gonna pick that card first?
Girls, look, I'll decide who goes first, okay? Eeny, meeny, miny.
Don't start that. Besides, when it's two people, the one who gets chosen is the one who isn't eeny.
It is?
If I'm Eeny and she's Meeny, then I'm Miney and she's Mo. And when it's two people, Eeny can never be Mo. So let's try picking at the same time.
Anything to get on with this. I got a 10.
A 10?
Uh-huh.
I got a jack.
Oh. That means that, I lost.
I'm sorry, Eunice.
Let me see that. Corinne, that's a 3!
I was bluffing. You bought it.
This isn't poker, Corinne. You lost.
I did? Oh.
So I guess that means that, I won.
Oh, but it's nothing personal, Corinne.
It's just in the cards. You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And it's like that in life, too, Corinne. Sometimes you win, sometimes I win. But in every case, the loser always picked up her head and went right on. I know I did. And now I've won. And you've lost. Now I have him, and you have no one. Now I have a man, and you're alone. Out in the cold, out on a limb, up the creek without a paddle.
Dutch, how do you feel about this decision?
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, Eunice. I'd like to say goodbye to Corinne. You want to give us a minute, okay?
Oh, okay. Take a minute.
I mean alone.
Oh. Keep a grip on yourself, Corinne.
Well, I guess it's so long, lover, and hello, pal.
Hello, pal. I did love you, Dutch.
Me too. You.
I'll never forget you.
Hey, we live in the same house.
Well, I may be moving soon.
Not because of me.
No, not only that, it's just that I feel it's time I was out on my own.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I'm glad you were in my life.
Me too.
So long, Dutch.
So long, Corinne.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
I, for one, don't believe it. Do you believe it?
You?
It's hard to believe. But I actually think she's pulling through.
Doctor, you gotta give it to me straight. I'm her psychiatrist. I can take it. Is there brain damage?
There's a good chance.
Oh, I don't want to live anymore.
God's sake.
Oh, goodbye, life, love, suffering, sorrow. Oh. No more.
Wait, don't take the big leap. That's crazy.
Hey, suicide is a misdemeanor. Do you want to die with a record?
Let me go.
I think she's coming too. We don't want to do or say anything that will shock or upset her.
That would be a bad thing, right?
The man is a carp. She's trying to open her eyes. You see that?
Let me be the doctor, please.
Oh, but if you think she's going to be impressed with the fact that you pulled her through, just know this, I am going to fight you every step of the way.
You'll have to fight me first.
But this guy's not going off for a second here.
He's right. Gentlemen, let's lock our mouths and swallow the key.
Dr. Seuss.
She's coming too.
Yes. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Am I in India?
No, no, Jess, some of us have had a slight accident.
You okay?
Well, I don't know. I was going to ask you that.
No, you look okay.
That's good enough for me. Come on, Chester, let's go. Call down and ask them to get the bill ready for us, will you? Thank you.
Chess. Darling, you can't just leave.
We have to watch you for a while.
I see.
We missed you, Mom.
Oh, I missed you too, darling. How's Leslie?
She's fine.
And Saunders?
Leslie shot him in the temple.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
Jess? Hey, Jess.
Hi, Bert. Are you a daddy?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, you know my son, Danny, here. She's worse off than I thought.
Bert, she means the baby.
The baby, yes, the baby. The baby, we had a baby. Yes, it's a Mary had a baby boy.
Oh, Bert, that's wonderful.
Yeah, come on, let's go. We'll go get Mary and bring the baby back. All right?
Come on, let's go. All right, up. Well, how are you feeling today, soldier?
Well, I'm really a lot better, Daddy.
What happened to you, Colonel?
Nothing, Major. Everything's fine. I'm fine.
Fine? You're fine?
Major, if
these
you don't...
brave soldiers have been wounded in battle and you're fine. There's nothing the matter with you.
Major.
You're nothing but a damn coward. Back to the front. Deliver little fruit.
Goodbye, Daddy.
I know.
Welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you. Was I gone long?
You were in a coma.
Did I come out of it?
The virus seems to have disappeared.
Do you mean you cured me?
Well, not really. There is no cure.
If there's no cure, why is she alive?
You see, you were the only person on record who ever had this strain of virus, so we don't know much about it. Mm-hmm. We're calling it the Jessica syndrome.
Oh, that's nice. Chester, they're naming a horrible disease after me.
That is nice.
Jess, you're alive.
Well,
yes, of course, Mary. If I were dead, I couldn't respond.
Aunt Jessie?
What?
I want you to meet my little brother. Everybody, this is my little brother. Little brother, this is your family.
Oh, let me see him.
He's adorable. Hello, darling. Welcome to the world.
Isn't he beautiful?
He's gorgeous. Mary, is he,
what?
Well, you know, I mean. Jesse?
What, like that? No, not yet. We don't know any rabbis.
Mean that. What I meant is he normal?
Jesse.
Normal. Of course he's normal. He's my son.
Somehow I fail to see the logic in that.
I got you now, Tate. And you, Malou. Even you, Mr. Doctor. I've got him all to myself.
What happened?
He broke almost every bone in his body.
Then why is he so happy?
Because I've got the room next door. Bye, Jess. I'll see you later. Life is so wonderful sometimes. Ow!
Well, nice of you to come.
Don't start with me, Dallas. It's all your fault.
Mine?
Every time I deal with that screwy family of yours, I get the old wazoo.
This time I got it right between the papers.
What happened to your head?
First, I was almost electrocuted. And I'm dashed to the floor by that ridiculous uncle of yours. And now, for the first time in 15 years, I'm going to lose a case. Leave me alone, Dallas. I'm not getting...
What happened, Malou? Your toupee at the cleaners?
Nice try, Havisham. But you can't rile me today. I'm too confident, too mellow. When this thing is over, I'm going to hire someone to kill him.
Malou, give it to me straight.
All right, I will, Dallas.
How does it look?
How does what look?
Do we have a chance?
A chance? Let me tell you something, Dallas. Something you should know. The Red Sea wasn't parted by a pool pump, savvy? When John the Baptist was to be beheaded, he didn't stand a chance. But he made it. Because there's always a chance. Remember that?
John the Baptist was beheaded.
And I hope you'll have the grace never to quote me on that.
All rise.
What's with the turban, Malou?
It's a bandage, Your Honor. I was injured.
Well, it's better than that ridiculous rug.
Thank you. I have a reading out of the palm of my hand.
Mr. Dallas, I have seen your integrity, fervor, and honesty. I'm impressed by your passion and fortitude. However, it has become apparent to me over these many years that an infant needs the kind of care that can best be given to it by its mother. Miss David, you have shown yourself to be a concerned parent.
Thank you.
Last night, I decided that your child would be better off with her mother.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor.
This morning, I received a call from your mother telling me that she had lied on the stand on your behalf.
Your Honor, I wanted my daughter so badly I would have done anything to...
Forcing your own mother to commit perjury using her own grandchild as bait does not lead me to agree that this person has a clear understanding of what parenthood is all about. Mr. Dallas has that understanding. Therefore, I have decided to break with normal tradition and award custody of the infant Wendy to her father, Jody Dallas. This hearing is adjourned.
Your Honor, I realize I've acted irrationally during these proceedings, and I'm sorry. I know it's hard for you to know a person when that person's world is caving in all around him, because all you get to see is the fear and the craziness. So I thank you for looking beyond that.
Good luck, Mr. Dallas.
I want you to know there are no hard feelings.
Not at all.
Good. So long, Malou.
So long, Pinhead.
Listen, Carol, we'll work out the visitation rights. I won't be any problem.
No need.
Carol, don't be bitter.
Why should I be bitter? This isn't over yet. And when it is over, you're gonna wish you never had a daughter.
Jess. Hi, Mary.
You're walking.
Well, yes, Mary. I've known Hal for quite some time now.
But aren't you weak? Don't you feel weak?
Well, I'm a little weak. But actually, I felt a whole lot weaker when I was on the Scarsdale diet.
Oh, Jess, thanks.
How's the baby?
I'm fine. Oh,
you must be so relieved he isn't silver.
Well, yes, I am.
You know, as a matter of fact, I think a silver baby might have been nice, especially during the holidays. You would have been so festive looking.
I'm still worried. Alien Bert wasn't silver when I saw him, but he was still an alien. And he could make himself disappear. So even though the baby isn't silver, he could still be an alien.
Mary, I don't know how to break this to you, but the baby has disappeared.
They're bathing him.
Oh, thank goodness. If he can disappear, let's hope he does it between the ages of 14 and 16 when he's so obnoxious. Thank you. Mary, I have a message for you.
From whom?
From Mother.
Jesse, Mother's dead.
I know. Mary, I haven't discussed this with anybody, but when I died, I went to heaven. It is an incredible place, Mary. But now, when you go, be sure you take electric rollers, because with that mist, you'll have no hairdo. Anyway, Mary, when I was in heaven, I saw Mother, and she told me to tell you you're wearing too much eyeliner.
It's never gonna stop.
She says it looks cheap.
Dead, and she's still getting to me.
She told me to stay with Chester. She said at my age, I couldn't get anybody new.
And when I die, if I go to heaven, is that gonna be it? That's gonna be eternal paradise, listening to her?
Well, Mary, she does have a point. I mean, have you seen the competition these days? I mean, they wear lipstick and roller skates and nothing in between.
Jesse, that's not competition. Teeny boppers on roller skates? What adult man would be interested in one of them? You're right.
Anyway, when it comes to men, I am the kiss of death. I mean, Chester gets a brain tumor and amnesia. I get involved with Peter, he gets killed. I get involved with the psychiatrist, he goes nuts, jumps out the window. I mean, I am the kiss of death, Mary.
Oh, Jesse, you are not.
Even Charlie Graubart, my fourth grade boyfriend.
Charlie Graubart.
Do you know where he is?
No.
On Main Street, he's a wino. He sits on Main Street and panhandles. Of course, every time I see him, I give him $10 for coffee. By now, I could claim him as a tax exemption.
I know. When I thought Bert was having an affair, and he thought he was having an affair, but he really wasn't having an affair, only I didn't know he wasn't having an affair, and I could have gone out and had an affair, I couldn't.
I see.
The thing is, I don't want to have to tell anybody my thighs used to be better.
They did? Mine did, too. Much better. And then suddenly, one morning, I woke up with somebody else's thighs.
Mother's.
What?
Mother's thighs. I've got mother's thighs.
Really? If you've got mother's thighs, what does mother have?
Jess.
Well, I've got to go now. Bye-bye. Now, listen, if anyone says, have you seen me? You haven't.
Who would ask?
Oh, you know, like doctors and nurses. See, they were taking me down to X-ray to have a GI series, but I already had one of those, and it is such an undignified test, Mary. So while they were getting everything ready, I left. I'm off to pediatrics to wave at your baby.
Bye.
Perkins, I can't arrest him. But he didn't rob anybody. Listen to me. A guy puts a gun to his own throat and says to himself, give me your money, that's not robbery. Tell me, he's not a felon, he's a psycho. All right, Perkins, tell him to arrest himself.
Okay, here's how I see it. We get knocked out in our house. We wake up naked in a motel room. We go to the hospital, and Mom has a baby. What do you think?
I see no connection between being naked in a motel and having a baby.
I'm just presenting the facts, Bert, just the facts.
Thanks, T, Tibbs is going to blackmail us. I don't know how, I don't know when, but he's going to do it.
Hmm. Do you have any idea how or when? It just doesn't add up, Bert.
Oh, it doesn't add up, huh? A guy says to us, stay away from my massage parlors or else, then he knocks us out and takes us to a little party.
This is for you.
Thank you, Perkins. What are you looking at? Perkins. Get out of here.
The lab reports, huh?
How could they be lab reports? We didn't send anything to the lab. I don't even know where the lab is. There's something you could do, Dan. Go find a lab. That creep. Perkins, what is he doing?
What?
My own deputy passing out this kind of sick, filthy pictures.
Are those women?
I ought to arrest them.
Hey, Bert, look. There's a saddle like that one in that motel room where we...
We.
You.
You.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's us. Oh, Bert, it's us.
Danny, just calm down. Let's think.
Right, right. Thinking is good.
All right, let's not lose control.
All right, no control loss.
Let's just assess what we got.
Assessing is also nice.
All we got here are some pictures of you and me. Ladies in a motel. Nobody's wearing a whole lot, which is how you know some of us aren't men. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap.
Hey, Bert, look. You're wearing a garter belt.
That's not me.
Well, that's not the leg of a lady.
Danny, please. There are like 9 legs around here. Only a couple of them are mine.
Well, what are you saying, then? Are you saying it's mine? Is that it?
It's you. They put you in the garter belt.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him!
Wait, Danny, wait. There's a note.
I hope it doesn't say anything.
Campbell hit my parlors and these pictures hit the papers. Have a nice day.
Did he sign it?
Is that really necessary?
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. If only we weren't smiling.
Now that Dutch has chosen units, what will Corinne do besides get more sleep? Will Leslie be satisfied with winging Saunders? Or will she try to kill Billy again? Now that Jessica has a horrible disease named after her, will everybody want one? Now that Tibbs has pictures of Danny and Bert with 6 naked ladies, what will Danny and Bert do? When Carol said, I'll make you wish you never had a daughter, was she just being a bad loser? These questions and many others will be answered on the next episode of Soap.